What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to I don't know what episode this is of Two Dudes of Sports News. I think it's 71, I think. Maybe 72. I don't know. As always, I'm scaring me with my co-host.
What to do, what to do? This is Jalen Prince.
I don't know which one it is, man. Let me while we're going, let me I'm gonna look that up because I'm curious. But it's
Go ahead.
we're finally getting back to a consistent schedule, which is nice.
Yep.
We're finally getting there. This is work
I'm
so
fine. I'm finally getting into a routine as far as like with my job and everything.
And then, of course, daylight savings time has to come in and ruin
Man, that messed up a lot. That messed up my
That messed
sleep.
up my day. That messed
That
up
messed
my
up my
whole day.
sleep.
Bro, I've been sleeping all day. That messed up my whole day. My whole
Man.
it's 72.
Yeah, but like today's been a good
For sure.
day. Went to church with my lady, had a good time at a baseball game, took her to a softball game. Now we just home and chilling for a bit. Hopefully we'll be able to hit the gym once we get done with the show.
Love it, man. Love it. Well, let's talk about we gotta start off with a bang. And it's gonna lead into some college basketball stuff, but South Carolina.
You just had to say bang, didn't
I was trying to think of a better way to work it in. Coming with a mean right hook with this one. A good shoulder check.
and a whole lot of jumping.
Look, I just don't want these punchlines to come up short.
Hey man, hey look, South Carolina did their thing. Dawn Staley, she's a legend. She's a legend personified. The way she's able to coach, the way she is able to recruit, and whatever talent that she knows. Like whatever talent she gets, she's gonna get the best out of it and even more. That's what she does. Kim Mulkey's the same way. She's an outstanding coach. LSU is a really good team. South Carolina, they're just more loaded and more physical than LSU this year. But they keep pushing each other to a point. This game the game that happened in the SEC Championship. That was an absolute barn burner. That was a show that they put on left and right. I understand everybody's going to be so focused on the fight that happened with 2:08 left in the game, and South Carolina was only up by 7 over LSU. And we already know what happened. You got like number 12. She got the steal off of Flo Johnson, off of Fly J. She got. And Fly J got the clear path foul. It wasn't egregious. Timeout was called. Timeout was called. Momentum was swinging over South Carolina. South Carolina players getting hyped. There's nothing wrong with that. They're
No.
allowed to get hyped. They're allowed to talk some trash. It never got egregious. Number
That's what makes
two
this game
from South
fun.
Carolina came into Flo J. Flo, she didn't take it the right way. She pushed him off. All right, that ain't nothing bad. You're gonna get teed up. Gonna give him a technical foul, free throw. All right, bet. Flo J did that, but then South Carolina's one of their best player who hit the game winning shot over Tennessee the night before came in and straight bulldozed Flo J, and that's where we already know that's where the fight came about. So you knew that was gonna happen. Mind you, I forgot her name. Hold
You're good.
up.
Cee-Lu and I were talking about this a little bit. My main thing is, what was her brother doing? Like, I get wanting to protect your family. I get wanting to go about that.
I kind of got the answer to that. Hold, give me one sec. So we already know what happened. Flo J, she gets stripped by Malaysia, Wiley. I think that's how you pronounce the name. And Malaysia, dog, she was going off in that game when what's her name? The one from Brazil. Camila Cardoza, who had the game winner over Tennessee. When she got in foul trouble, LSU was about to get on a run. Malaysia was the one that was able to spread that thing out. She had to back-to-back threes within that game to be able to separate it early on. And no matter how much LSU tried to fight back and get their way back into the game, South Carolina kept playing great defense without fouling as much as they could. Made big shots when they needed to, because if Malaysia didn't knock down the shot, shoot, I'm trying to figure out who else. It was either Ashley Watt. No, nah, it wasn't Ashley. I think it was Tessa Johnson that was knocking out huge shots left and right. Bree Hall, she was getting buckets every which way. And then, but like We're talking about the altercation. We're talking about a fight. Flo-J comes
Right.
over to the bench after she got stripped by Malaysia. Tessa Johnson, Cordosa, and Ashlyn Watkins, they all get hyped. That was valid. They got hyped. Everybody in the game of sports is gonna get hyped when the momentum's on you and it's a championship game.
Exactly.
Watson got in our face a little bit, yelled, Flo's not gonna take that, not gonna take that lightly. Respect. She pushed him off. Okay, that's in competitive nature. You're gonna get teed up. Go about your business. Nobody got a problem. It's when Cordosa came out of nowhere and bulldozed Johnson. That's when all hell broke loose. And we already know what happened after that. Got into a fight. Both bitches got cleared up and got ejected out of the game. So it was just a straight 5-on-5. But the biggest thing was Flo Johnson's brother jumped from the stands, jumped over the scoreboard. Cop jumped along with him. Now his partners tried to jump along with him, but security came over and stopped them before they were able to jump in. But I'm talking about like Flo Johnson's brother got in there. I'm like, almost every one of the girls is taller than you. What the heck he was gonna do? But I respect the nature of a brother because as the job of a brother of any woman is to protect your sister. So as much as I want to commend him on that, dude left with handcuffs and like I don't feel bad for that one bit.
No,
I
and
just
it.
hated that that's gonna get in the way of a absolutely tremendous basketball game. And I pray for God, LSU, South Carolina, they find a way to get back to get to the Final Four.
They
I'm
will.
hoping for it.
They
Because
will.
here's my dream setup, and I'm hoping the NCAA can see this. Find a way to get South Carolina, Iowa, LSU, and see if you could get USC in the Final Four this year. I wanna see. Bro, you get USC, you get LSU, you get South Carolina, you get Iowa, you get all four of them joints in the Final Four. That is star power personified.
That's fair.
Go ahead.
That's fair. And my thing with it too, like with her brother, like what was he gonna do? Like it's, I'm not even gonna bring, like the height thing was funny. I made a crack about it earlier, but like it's, I get want to protect your sibling. I get that 100%. But you're not gonna jump on the field and fight a girl. Like that's where I'm at with it, because that's not okay. Like that's not okay at all. It's. He got out there, he reacted with emotion, and then he got out there and realized, oh no. First of all, I'm not the tallest one out here. Second of all, like this is, what am I gonna do? So, but also you gotta look at it this way. Like in football fights, what happens is both teams have it. You don't see family members and stuff coming out the bleachers to fight, other players in the teams.
Like not in college,
No, but like
maybe in high school,
maybe in high school
definitely AAU,
That was a
definitely
coach. That was
AAU.
it's 7-on-7.
Boy, what? Bro, like I remember, dog. I'm not sure if you remember this, but there was one time in high school football, where two football players jumped the referee for making a bad call. Literally hit him in the back.
Oh, I
They
remember.
got. They got arrested. I think I forgot. I forgot. I think this was freshman year, so.
Yeah, I remember. It was your freshman year, it wasn't mine, but I remember. But like my thing is too, like you've got, she's got her whole, CeeLo and I were talking about this a little bit. She's got her whole team down there, man. Like, she's got family on that court right now that have her back. You don't need to be here. Let them handle it. This is not your time. If it gets out of hand, maybe go help pull some people off or something like that. But stay off the court, man. Stay off the court. Like,
Dog,
I
but
get one of.
it's hard trying to tell dudes from Savannah to do that though, man.
I know.
They
I know.
raised on toughness. Most of them just don't care. That's not even just Savannah thing. I mean, it's worse than Savannah, but in down South Georgia, like we most of the time we don't really care. We don't think that far ahead when our emotions are high.
No, I
Especially
know.
when somebody going at our family, it don't matter who it is, they're gonna fight anybody.
I get
That's
it.
just the rule. But anyway, I hate that the fight is gonna take away from a tremendous game. But like I said, I want to see South Carolina, LSU. I want to see Juju Watkins and USC, and I want to see Caitlin Clark, who came back from a 14-point deficit against Nebraska to win her Big Ten championship. I want to see that. That's my final. I'm praying for God they'll be in like opposite brackets, so we get to see potentially South Carolina, Iowa, LSU, USC in the Final Four, in the women's Final Four.
I'm good.
That would be setting them up.
Well, and it's let's take it to men's basketball for a little bit too. First of all, the refs have been robbing, and I'm not even just saying this as a fan. Refs have been robbing my Gators all season. That flop to end all flops against Vanderbilt, that was the biggest load of crap I've ever seen. That man fell like Neymar did. Held his shin and rolled 6 feet. Like, come on, man. Like it. And then you get Vandy fans like, yeah, we beat you. Can't even beat our crap basketball team. It's like, well, we were up. And then y'all have that crap happen. And it's like, well, come on now.
Dog,
Come on now.
man,
Come on.
I'm a Bama fan. I already know. I knew his thing when we
Y'all
lost
elbowed us in the back
Tennessee,
of the
bruh.
head.
And we got it. And we took the consequences
You
for
did. No, you did. It took a little bit, but you did. Y'all did.
it. Ain't no like, ain't no little bit. We took the consequences for it. We don't know today.
What did he
Like
get?
some of,
He got a game.
Yeah, he had a game. He had a game. Wagi had a game. But
Yeah.
dog, think about this. We said like the way that game was going in, it took overtime for us to be able to come back and beat y'all. I said like, yeah, we're not going to Gainesville to win. We knew that was
No,
gonna happen.
not
We
after that.
just needed to win Tennessee. Go from there. We didn't win Tennessee. We got an ass kick going to Gainesville, and then like we skate by the skin of our teeth and our tusks. Just to beat the baby backs and the midget man known as Muscleman.
I'm gonna call him the baby packs going for that's great.
No, here's how it goes. Here's how it goes in High Plains, Arkansas. Let's see. Football, they're bacon bits. Basketball, they're baby backs. And I call softball pork chops. Baseball is the only thing I ever give respect for, where I call them the Razorbacks.
Dude, Louisiana Lafayette's been balling when it comes to baseball.
We'll get to college baseball in another
Yeah,
time,
they've
but
been
like
that
college
catcher
basketball.
had a.
But dog, the tournament's gonna be insane.
Oh,
I
yeah.
wish I was going to Nashville, but like, shoot, I'm actually kind of glad I ain't going to Nashville, because right now, look, with the way Bama's has been playing this year, I already knew coming in we're not gonna be good defensively because we can't rebound like at an elite rate without most of our best guys. We get in foul trouble easy. We struggle at defending the rim. However, we've gotten better, but at the same time, dog, we can't defend the rim to save our lives. But we're not good on the run. But we can still score. We can shoot. We can do a little. We just need to get enough stops. And we already know how it works in the NCAA. If you got really great guard play and you can shoot, you could go deep in the postseason. You go deep in tournament. Not to mention, we're dangerous when it comes to Nashville, because it's a neutral site. It's not a road game no more.
That's fair.
NCAA tournament, conference championships are neutral site. So maybe we finally play much better, and we put full games together as we go into the SEC tournament. The only thing about it, we'll have to play y'all first, because y'all will play the winner of Missouri and I want to say Mississippi State.
I'd have to look. I don't know off the top of my head.
The bracket's out because we got the third seed, and so we know Tennessee got the one seed. They won the regular season. Kentucky got the two seed. Kentucky dangerous.
Kentucky's always dangerous. But that's not true.
Kentucky,
Kentucky's not always
no,
dangerous.
no, not always.
Let me walk that
They weren't
back.
dangerous last year when we crap out of them.
Yeah, that's true.
But
So
this,
it's
but
between.
right now the way Reed, right now the
Oh.
way Reed Shepherd is playing, and all the mother cats in Dillingham, bro, that's a dangerous squad,
It's
man.
between Georgia and Mizzou. If Florida
Most likely,
plays Georgia, that Florida plays Georgia, that's gonna be nasty.
y'all better not lose that game.
Yeah, who you telling?
Y'all better not
Who you
lose that
telling?
game.
Do you remember where I live? I've been behind
Yeah, I
enemy
know
lines
where
for
you live.
years.
Yeah, I know where y'all live, but here's the thing. Y'all got a really good squad. Y'all offenses were tremendous. Y'all got them three guards, and like
Yep.
y'all got some bigs. Y'all should make a deep run in the tournament. Y'all definitely should.
I
But yeah,
love.
I know where you live. You wanna know who else lives there now that used to live there back in high school? Now he makes his return. Mac Jones.
All right, let's do it.
Let's talk about it.
I'm not, honestly, I'm not mad about it. Here's what I'm mad about. And let me break down my logic in this. I don't hate it. I was frustrated in the beginning, looking more into it. We gave up a sixth round pick to get a former first round pick to play backup to Trevor Lawrence, because that's what's going to happen. He's not competing for the starting job. He's not. He's entering his Charlie Whitehurst era. He
Agreed.
is he he's going into it, it's you're bringing back, I wouldn't even call him Jacksonville royalty. You're bringing back the hometown kid to hang out and hold the clipboard. There's nothing wrong with that. I feel like he's at that point in his career. What I hate is all the people who were saying that, he's here to challenge Trevor. He's here to, he
We
was
know that's
brought in.
trolls.
No, I know, but then, but he's here to challenge Trevor. He's here to brought or he was brought in to be the starter because Trevor's not it. Or oh, CJ Beathard would have done a better job than Trevor did. Oh, I've seen it. I've seen it all, and I've had to bite my tongue this whole time because I knew we were recording tonight. I don't know what y'all are smoking. I just it, he's come on now, come on.
Look, the way I look at it is, first off, I don't believe Mac Jones is a bad quarterback, but I don't believe that he's like when he got sent to Jacksonville. I'm like, yeah, he's going to compete for the backup quarterback position.
Yeah, he's going to compete with
That's
Beathard.
basically it. Now, I believe in Doug Peterson. I believe in Trevor Lawrence. So that's neither here nor there. We know Trevor Lawrence is the franchise guy. That's non-negotiable. That's not a debate. We understand
Yeah.
that. Mac Jones. He just needs a fresh start. He had to get like we knew New England was going to move on from
Yeah.
giving their position in the draft. But a lot of this is not on Mac Jones's fault. A lot of this was on New England and Bill Belichick's fault. Think about this now. You had Josh McDaniels his rookie year, and he has one of the best rookie seasons that year. He got his team to the playoffs. You very could make a case Mac Jones outperformed Tom Brady when Brady made his return to New England that game. Because he did throw two touchdowns and he very much had a chance to have a game-winning play, but Bill Belichick didn't want to go for it on a fourth and four and decided to give the game in the hand, put the game in the hands of Nick Folk. Bill Belichick was also the same guy to have Matt Patricia as your OC and have Joe Judge as your DC. Bill Belichick's the same guy that will get rid of a lot of his best players and just get Steve from accounting and just put him at receiver.
But here's the thing, though. He had his old college OC as his OC last year. He
Dog.
had Bill O'Brien as the coordinator and the quarterback
And,
coach, and he still sucked.
dude, I get it.
He
Mac Jones
peaked.
is not beyond any blame. We understand that.
It's
However,
50-50. I won't give you majority. I'll give you 50-50.
Bill O'Brien is the same guy that traded DeAndre Hopkins for a bag of Skittles.
No, I know that, but that doesn't mean he's bad at play calling. He won y'all. How's that championship feeling?
Which one?
The Mac Jones championship, because he won a championship that year.
That wasn't Bill O'Brien.
Bill
That was
O'Brien won a championship with Mac.
no, he didn't.
Did he not?
He was an analyst. That was Steve Sarkisian. Bill O'Brien, sadly, he had Bryce Young.
That's right.
And he wasted Bryce Young's championship potential.
No,
Now
that's
we end
right.
up
That's right. My
now we did
bad.
get to a national
You
championship.
did.
And it wasn't Bill O'Brien's fault that, well, like we lost J-Mo and John Metchie the year, but it is his fault for not feeding Brian Robinson as much. It was his fault for not like designing really good run plays to be able to relieve the pressure off of Bryce Young. It was his fault for a lot of the games that we lost, and like in the games that we lost the year after. Oh yeah, especially red zone. So yeah, the fact that I was never happy Bill O'Brien got sent to the Patriots. I was happy he was out of Tuscaloosa. We would have helped him pack.
The
And the
thing.
fact that he's gone from Patricia to Bill O'Brien. Yes, Bill O'Brien's an experienced OC. That don't make him a good one.
Now you're right, but it's still it's. Now you're right. They did not cross paths when they were there. He was with Houston at the time. So, but my point is, you had a guy who is an offensive coordinator. You had an OC. So the people who are like, oh, well, he had a defensive coordinator calling plays. Okay, cool. Take that year out. So just look at last year. Dog, he still couldn't do it. He's in his he's a backup, and that's what he's gonna be. He's peaked, and that's
Backup
fine.
part, I don't have a problem with. The thing that I have a major problem with is everybody in like is the fact that Bill O'Brien didn't mess this kid up. He messed him up. Think about this. Your first year you have an OC who fits that system and he learned that system throughout his whole year. What do? You went out and get a DC and you messed up all of his progression. You messed up every bit of his like development on like from start to finish.
No,
And
that's
he has,
fair.
and he was never able to recover from that. Mac Jones is not a game-changing quarterback. When you deal with game managers, most of them are built on rhythm and consistency and instability.
For sure.
You were unstable, and therefore it affected him.
No, for sure. It's my biggest concern with this whole thing was if those locker room cancer rumors are true. That's my biggest concern. If they're not true, then I got absolutely no issue with the signing. But if they are true, because there's all when there's smoke, there's fire. I don't know if there was, you know, if they squash beef or not. And like I was talking to one of the guys we're friends with on Twitter, Fashi, great dude. Him and I are kind of going back and forth about this. I can't fault the kid for being passionate. I can't fault the kid for being upset that he's not winning games, he's losing, he's getting benched for the backup. I get that frustration, but if they had to watch film in separate rooms because they couldn't get along, like, come on now.
Dog, my thing, dog.
That's where
We
I'm at.
about to see because Bill
We'll
O'Brien,
see,
he ain't
for
got no
sure.
job right. Bill O'Brien, he ain't got no job right
Today's
now.
Boston College. He's got a job.
Okay, outside of that, well, too bad for Bob. Well, that ain't my problem no more. Bill Belichick, he ain't got no job no more. New England finally moved on from the Bills. They say, we're gonna get a black dude. We're gonna get a naysayer.
Want to talk about one thing too before we move on from this. Have you been seeing the people post those disgusting Russell Wilson highlights from like, or talking like,
Everybody hates Russell now, and
no,
I
hang on,
know.
hang on, hang on, hang on, hang on.
I'm listening.
What I'm saying is, have you been seeing people post like his rookie year highlight tapes and
No.
going, oh, it's funny. They're posting like his rookie year highlights going, why wouldn't any team want this? Why wouldn't Pittsburgh want this? Why wouldn't Atlanta want this? Doug, first of all, the current head coach for the New England Patriots made a tackle in one of the first highlight plays on there. Vince Wilfork was on the field. The St. Louis Rams scrolled ac or across the bottom of the marquee.
And they were in St. Louis.
And that's what I'm saying. And I saw a Blaine Gabbert stat line when he was in Jacksonville. Why are we bringing up stats from a decade ago?
It's hate. It's
No,
hate. And it's reaching.
that's a legitimate Russ fan who's like, why wouldn't you want this guy? But we're bringing up stuff from 10 years ago.
Look, let's talk about the real situation. Let's go ahead and be adults and realize it just didn't work out in Denver. It just didn't work out.
No,
There
Denver.
were a lot of things that were done wrong when Russell arrived. That Russell is held responsible for. He had a terrible first year when he got there. He had a much improved year after that when Sean Payton got there. But also, Denver, you hired a guy just so you could get Aaron Rodgers. He was never qualified for the job. You just really wanted Aaron Rodgers. I don't knock it. I don't knock it. If it works, it works. But he never should have been a head coach.
No.
He was terrible as a head coach.
Here's
And
my.
so far from what we've seen from last year, he's terrible as an OC. Now, Sean Payton, you go ahead. Sean Payton made much improvement, experienced head coach. But Sean Payton never really liked Russell to begin with. But we understand that. Now, they moved on, they let him go. If I'm Russ, I go to Pittsburgh.
I don't think he's going to Pittsburgh.
He can't go to Atlanta.
He's not going to Atlanta.
He can't go to Atlanta.
He's not going to
There's
Atlanta.
multitude of
Also,
reasons.
side note, real quick before we
Okay, what?
get to me. I see
Yeah.
what you did there.
Yeah. He can't go to Atlanta. I wouldn't have no problem, but I'm from Georgia. I know people who was gonna have problems with that.
So you're saying he's got no future in Atlanta?
He can't go.
Do you see what I
They
did?
won't accept it.
You see what I did there, though?
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you did.
I love it. I love
Now,
it.
where do you think Russell should go? I'm saying
Honestly,
Pittsburgh.
he's gonna end up in Minnesota because Kirk's gone.
No.
He would you not? Why would you not want to go throw to Jettis?
Yeah, throw the Jettison. Jettison, like it, that ain't even the thing.
He's going. He's not going to
Minnesota
Pittsburgh.
got problems that's deep within them that Russell's not gonna be able to fix.
He can't fit Pittsburgh though, because they're looking to trade Deontay Johnson. So all you have is is George Pickens, who is a.
George Pickens, Pat Freiermuth, Darnell Washington, a strong run game, a much improved offensive line. You still
What
got
did Darnell
TJ.
Washington do last year?
Dude, we already know. Oh, dude, here's the thing. Russell, one thing Russell Wilson will do, and he's been consistent with, he will throw to T. He will throw in the tight end twos and threes.
I don't see him
He
going to
will throw it to
Pittsburgh.
him.
I see him going to
I can see
Minnesota.
it. I can see it.
I see Minnesota or I see Vegas.
I can't see Vegas. I think that Vegas is going young.
I can
Remember, they got a
all,
top 10 pick.
but I'm also, if he's gonna go for cheap.
That's
He's
what I'm saying.
absolutely gonna
Like,
go for cheap.
I think he's going Pittsburgh. Atlanta ain't gonna get him. They got the number 8 pick unless they trade
Yeah,
up. I
Atlanta's not
don't
taking
believe
him.
I don't know where the Vikings are at right now as far as in the draft. I don't see him going there. Then I could be wrong because the weapons are definitely there. But like I said, I see him going. I see him going to the Steelers. Strong run game. He got big body targets. Even if they trade Deontay Johnson, like dog, the wide receiver class that's coming up. This thing is loaded.
Oh, for sure.
So, and not to mention, you mentioned guys that ain't got hands. Deontay Johnson has not been consistent with his hands neither.
He did great. I will give him credit. He cut back on the drops significantly last year. I think he only had like two.
True.
So I'll give him that.
I give him credit on that
But
one.
they're looking to trade him.
Okay, but because like, how old is the kid? How old
My
is the
th
dude?
I don't know off the top of my head, but my point is they're looking to trade him. So Deontay
But also
Johnson isn't an option
they're also
anymore.
looking at like trying just try to load up in general. You have value in Deontay Johnson right now. You can
You
get some
do.
stuff for him.
You do. You can. You get.
George Pickens, you already know that is your core piece.
No, for that.
George Pickens is their core piece, dog.
I don't know about that.
I do.
I don't know about that.
I've talked to Steve. I'm like, you should know. We know Steeler fans.
I know. I don't think Pickens is the core piece, though.
Yeah, I do.
I disagree. The
I
only.
do.
He takes so much time off. He has so many simple mental mistakes.
Dog, the offense is
I'm
bad.
not saying he's not a good receiver, but he needs to get it together. That's what I'm coming from. So him not being able to get his feet in with 6 yards of space to get from or get both feet down with 6 yards of space in the end zone is his fault.
You're nitpicking.
I'm just my point is he has mental mistakes that are on him, not on the
True.
team. They're on him. If he can
True. But
overcome
here's
those, but it's been 2 years.
dog, but think about it. Remember, you had a whole fan base. You had a whole hockey fan base that wanted Nat Canada gone. And not to mention, hold up. Didn't they just hire Matt?
Didn't they what?
The Steelers, Arthur Smith.
Say that one more time. I couldn't hear you. Arthur Smith, they
Yeah, the
did get Arthur
Steelers.
Smith. Yep, they got Arthur Smith.
I would be mad too. You go
Pickens had
from
his.
Kemp. You go from Matt Kemp. You go from Matt Kemp to Arthur Smith. That ain't. I'd be mad too.
Pickens had his first 1,000-yard season, which is not nothing.
And he had Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky, and Mason Whack-A-Mole Rudolph.
I don't see him as the core centerpiece, though. I see him as a solid one.
I see him better than the three quarterbacks I just mentioned.
I'm okay. No, I'm. Yeah, no, you're there. I still think, honestly, I think defense. Off. I don't know.
Look, no, here's the
I'm
thing.
not sold on the kid.
I'm talking about core franchise piece on offense. We already know the overall core franchise piece on that whole franchise is number 90. We know that.
Yeah.
It's TJ Watt.
If you're talking
But
offense, if you get Najee in offensive line, though, kid can put it together.
dude, the value of a running back has decreased so much because you got more people in that Steelers fan base. They love Jalen Warren a lot more than they love
No,
Najee.
I know they do.
So that's why I'm saying right now their core piece is Pickens.
I got fans. There's fans in our fan. There's dumb fans in every fan base or in every fan base.
I understand
We
that.
got fans who like Luke Fortner.
True.
They're few and far between,
You
but they're
got fans
there.
that you got fans that still believe in Luke Jokel.
I did for 2 years. Year three, I'm like, I'm done. But my point is, I don't know if I don't think Pickens is a true wide receiver one. He might be, but he's also not a wide receiver two. He's a weird mid-range between. He's like a wide receiver 1B. He's not a 1A, if that makes any sense.
Look,
He's not a true X.
what you're judging that is based off of like attitude and mentality on that
No.
point. That's what you said because you're talking about
I
like
said
he takes
mental
it.
errors and I said taking plays off because he
Dude, who
does.
does it? Who does? Who as a receiver and is supposed to be the number one? Who hasn't done that?
There's a lot of players who don't take plays off. There's a lot of guys who don't take plays off. My point is Pickens a bad receiver? Absolutely not. I'm not sold on the kid yet.
I understand that, but
Yet.
I am.
He
And that's
needs to
why he's what
improve
I'm telling
again.
you, there's not another receiver on that team is better than Pickens talent wise.
But yeah, because you're about to
Their
trade the only
core
one who
piece,
is. You trade all your
he's
pieces
not,
away.
Johnson ain't better than Pickens. Johnson not better than Pickens. Route runner, yes, I'll give you. But outside of that, hands, no. Height, no. Strength, no. Blocking when he wants to? Nope. Even though I did say the key word, I had the context in there. But nope. Red zone threat? Nope. Like when you plan against him and it's a good plan and it don't work? Nope. That's just what it is. What else we got?
It's well, let's keep it going with receivers. And before we get into that, I do have one question. Who do you think is worse? But what trade do you think is worse? Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson? Who do you think has more buyer's remorse right now? I know my answer, and it's close, but I know my answer.
As of right now, it's Russell Wilson, but I think with long term, if they don't want to, if they don't get to at least the AFC Championship game, it's going to be Deshaun Watson.
The only reason
Because
why.
dude,
Go ahead, sorry.
I got the reason why in long term it's going to be Deshaun Watson. Kevin Stefanski is a really good coach. Myles Garrett is the undeserving defensive player of the year, but he's still one of the top defensive players in football. That defense has talent loaded at the yin yang. Now, we understand Cleveland is in the AFC North with Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and them. And now the Steelers, it depends on who they get at quarterback, but they're still in that division. And they still compete and can beat those teams that I've mentioned.
They absolutely can.
Offensively, they got one of the best running they got but one of the best running backs, and they still have a top 10 offensive line. Kevin Stefanski is a good coach. But you traded your fortune for Deshaun Watson. Amari Cooper can still play. He's still a receiver one. You went out and traded for Jerry Jeudy, who's a route runner extraordinaire. And you still got David Njoku, who is still one of the best tight ends in football, even though he's still burnt in the face, but he still finds a way to burn people in person. So when you take all that to an account, I'm thinking about Cleveland. Remember, you traded your life savings for Deshaun Watson and hoping that he's going to be able to change your franchise and get you over that hump, win that division, and go deep into the playoffs. You're betting that. With Russell Wilson's trade, you hired like Nathaniel Hackett for the sole purpose you wanted to get Aaron Rodgers.
Russell
Once you
was your
didn't get
backup
Aaron
plan.
Rodgers, you went out and got Russell Wilson. You didn't pay Russell as much money as Cleveland paid Deshaun Watson. That is
Correct.
a fact.
Correct.
What did you do when you got Russell? You had a coach that didn't know what to do, and his team led the whole goddamn league in penalties. And then you went out, you traded Bradley Chubb, you trade you let Von Miller. No, wait, you didn't let Von Miller go. You traded Bradley Chubb, you traded
I
just
think
about
Bradley Chubb was
whoever.
before that.
You traded just about whoever. And I'm trying to think. Was he still in charge? No. That was Sean Payton. That was Sean Payton. And by the time, but or with Hackett under his helm, by the time you let him go, bro, like they started winning more games when you left.
They did. Here's where I'm at with it. The
So.
own the only reason. The only reason right now that the Russ trade is worse than Deshaun's is because Deshaun is still on the team. That's the only reason. Because Russ has a negative $85 million cap hit that Denver has to eat. And there's
That's what I'm
nothing they can
saying.
do about
That's
it.
what I said. The real answer is Watson. It's just right now it's Russ
Yep.
because Russ is no longer on the team.
If they
And
cut
Seattle,
Deshaun,
when we made that and we made that trade, we still got the pieces that we use in that trade.
if they cut Deshaun, they're not going to cut him this year. They owe way too much money. They cut him pre-June 1, they owe him almost $137 million. They cut him post-June 1, they owe him $92 million. They'd be historic cap hits that would set the franchise back decades. Like, they don't do that to themselves already. But that's the only reason why the Deshaun trade is not worse at the moment, is because Russ is no longer on the Broncos, whereas Deshaun is still on the team. You paid $90 million basically for garbage numbers, garbage results, to the point where darn near 40-year-old Joe Flacco can come off the couch and lead your team better than you can, which is crazy to me. Also, the one thing I do want to close off on George Pickens and why I don't think he's a true number one receiver is because he took off almost half the season. Took off almost half, 47 yards, 19 yards, 86 yards, 58 yards, 38 yards, 45 yards, negative 1 yards, 22 yards. Those aren't true number one receiver numbers. I'm not saying you can't have a bad game, but you can't have 8 bad games in a row. That's what doesn't make him a true franchise centerpiece in my eyes. It's because they don't have, he's just not there yet. There's potential for sure, but he's not there yet in my eyes. You see what I'm saying there with that though? Is he's not as consistent as he needs to be. And yes, they had quarterback issues and stuff like that, but some of these games where you, like, New England had nobody on defense. How'd you only put up 19 yards? Tennessee has nobody at defensive back. How did you get -1 yards against Tennessee? We locked him up for 22 yards. Arizona, 86 yards, but even then, that's Arizona. Bengals, 58 yards. Cleveland, 38. I'll give you. Green Bay, 45. Like, I'll give you that. But you can't have 8 bad games in a row.
I get that, but at the same time, I'm just looking at. We're talking about George Pickens, right?
Yeah, I'm back on Pickens because we jumped around before I could, my page was loading.
Look, I get all that, but at the same time, you still can't knock the talent, and all you have to
No.
do is one, you got to get a quarterback that everybody believes in. One. Number two, you got to build an offense that everybody can believe in, especially that they all can eat in. Two, and number three, you got to win. And that's really in that order. Quarterback, offense, built on like offensive system, then you win. You do that because the defense is going to be able to hold its own.
Let's talk about a receiver who's not panning out. Jerry Jeudy, how do you feel about that trade?
He needed a fresh start. I think he's very thankful. I think he's very thankful. I think the move is going to do him some good. Not a whole lot of good, but it's going to do him some good. I think he'll be fine.
I think he'll do exactly what he did in Denver. I don't think anything's going to change.
We'll see.
I think he's plateaued as a receiver too.
Understood.
It's a decent plateau, but he's a number two receiver at best at this point. He's a route technician for sure, But it's separation, it's consistency, it's staying on the field, it's
Yeah,
everything. I don't.
consistency I give you, but the separation is definitely there given his route running ability. The only thing that you would question is him making contested tough catches.
There, yeah.
So, like I said, we'll see.
Separation was a bad example. That's my bad.
Final thing is LSU women's head coach Kim Mulkey. I was listening to a press conference on like a couple of seconds ago. She literally said in a press conference, she said she did not like and was not pleased with what happened around with the whole altercation in the game. But she did say this, and I quote, "I wish Cordosa would have pushed Angel Reese. Don't push nobody that is smaller than you. She's 6'8", flows around like under 6 feet. Don't push nobody shorter than you."
I will say
I
too, while
said I like Kim Mulkey for that
for
response.
sure. I will say too, while we're recording, there is some news that broke that San Francisco defensive line is already starting to come apart. Eric Armstead is
Unlike
testing
Arc
free
Armstead,
agency.
yep.
Yep, he's testing free agency. He's gonna get a check.
Oh yeah, and I'm hoping
He's gonna get a
Seattle thinking about
big
getting him,
check.
but
This is what we were talking
I
about
don't know.
too. Last year.
We need to load up on D line. We got to load up on the trenches.
And also, like we were talking about this a couple weeks ago too. Like this is what we were saying by saying, and I think Heavy was talking about it too. San Francisco's window is closing because that defense is not going to be
Yep.
together this year. It's already
Nope.
apparent. And you've
Not if you got
got
to pay Nick Bosa.
now you got to pay with both. We started on Bosa. It's
Yeah, you saw the video
yeah,
too?
no, we won't get into
Yep.
that. We agree. We won't get into
Yep.
that.
Yep.
You and I are on the same page with this. And that is not about whether or not we're going to get into this or not. This is we're on the same page with that shit too. Burrow was very like kind of off to the side with his little hands. Him and that man had a hand measuring contest. I think Burrow's were bigger. I had to get one in. I had to get one in. All right. Let's get some NBA and let's get some college ba or let's get some college baseball and then let's wrap it
So
up.
your Celtics destroyed the Warriors,
Yeah, we
but we
did.
could not beat the Nuggets. I'm gonna say this again. Nuggets, I think they're gonna find a way to get the number one seed in the West. Actually, it don't even matter. Nobody's beating Nuggets in the West. I like Minnesota, but like without Cat, there's only so much they're gonna be able to do it, right? OKC, they're young. I think they're gonna make some noise and they're gonna go deep. They're just not beating Yoke. Nobody in the Western Conference, as loaded as it is, you're not beating this Nugget squad. With Yoke, with Michael Porter Jr. Shooting Brown in the 40 plus in three pointer, Jamal Murray's getting buckets left and right, Aaron Gordon playing really good basketball. They got this kid, Justin Watkins, who is playing lights out from 3 and D. Not to mention they got one of the Holiday brothers, who is one of the best shooters in the league. That's shooting very efficient.
We got the
Kentavious
other one.
Caldwell-Pope, huh?
So we got the other one.
Yeah, y'all got the other one. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, he's balling. Not to mention the game that y'all had with the Nuggets. That was a playoff game, every which way. It was absolutely sensational.
Brown dropped 40.
No, huh?
Brown dropped 40.
Yeah, but what was your quote unquote best player in the league?
Oh, with Tatum?
Yeah.
I'd have to check.
Yeah, 15. Quiet 15. Very low 15. Non-impactful 15. I'm sorry, dog. But like with Yoke, mind you put Kristaps on him, couldn't stop him. You put Al Horford on him, couldn't stop him.
I wouldn't say Kristaps, but those also weren't defensive juggernauts. Kristaps Porzingis and
True,
Al Horford.
but y'all been one of the best defensive teams in the league
For sure.
this year.
No, for sure. But it's also because we it's the other It's the other four guys who are picking it up on defense. Derek White's gonna be fighting for Defensive Player of the Year.
I don't think he's gonna get it. However,
It's gonna be close.
will he be first team all defense?
Oh, absolutely. He may not get
Okay.
DPOY, but he'll be first team on defense for sure. But like
That, like
that's the
that's
thing
what I was.
though. You say what?
I said that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. If like and my thing too is like, yeah, Tatum had a bad night. It happens. Jokic has had bad nights too. Everybody has bad nights. It happens. But that's also why I think the Celtics can make a deep run and why the Celtics are a finals team is because
Well, yeah, this
Sure,
Yeah, go ahead.
Tatum didn't have a great game. Jaylen Brown dropped 40. This man shot fit, or this man went 16 for 29. That's a good shooting percentage. 2 for 7 for three, not so
I
much.
get it.
But and he's 7 for 14 for free throws, not great. Free throw is going to kill this man. He makes those free throws, we win this game.
I get that, but at the same time, like, dog, I look at y'all, I'm like, y'all can't. I think Jason Tatum, he can be, I believe he's one of the best players in the NBA. I don't see him as being the best player in the NBA simply because he's doing the one thing that everybody knocks anybody that takes that title as the best player in the league. And that is you got to show up in those big games in which they need the best player to step up.
That's
And
fair.
he has some inconsistent moments with that. I'm not gonna be the type of person to say he never shows up. No,
That's
I
fair.
will not do that.
That's
But
fair.
he has moments where he won't show up. And for some reason, it don't matter what it is, something happens with him where he doesn't show up.
No, I give you that. That's fair. My thing too that I will say about this is like Jokic has also had nights where he dropped, 14 or 15 or something like that. And
How
they've
many assists?
no, 11 assists. I'll give you that. My point is with Boston and with Tatum, if you look into that game, because I'm going to be honest, I didn't watch that game. I didn't have a ton of time to watch it. Yeah, Tatum had 8 assists. It's not a bad stat line.
Not a bad one.
No,
No.
not a bad stat line at all. My point is, it happens. But also, when those guys, this is going to sound weird. Denver has to go through Sacramento, too, I think. How's Sacramento looking at the playoff standing?
Not good defensively. Sacramento, I believe right now they are in pace of being number seven, getting a seventh seed, fighting off of trying to get a seven, hope like maybe around six. But defensively, they're still not it. That's still not it.
They held Yoke, but that's what I'm saying. But that's also because they only have one defensive piece.
But like with Sacramento this season, it's consistency at defense. Now they did get JaVale McGee. He's helped out a lot, but that's still not enough.
No,
By
it's Denver if
the
you
way,
lock down.
this is a podcast that will not talk heavily all about the Los Angeles Lakers like everybody else. We will not do that
We'll
because
touch
we're
on it
smart.
briefly.
No. Not doing it. Not even
I'm
by a
just.
little bit.
They've sold. They're done. It's we're not
They're
going to
not
say
winning.
they're
They're
we're
just
not going
there
to
for,
say.
yeah, they're entertainment purposes. Okay, so right now the Sacramento Kings are seventh. They're in the
Yep,
top.
I got it
They're
pulled
in the play.
up.
Yeah, they're in the playoff. They're in the play-in. Phoenix, I keep forgetting about them. That's only because we got to see. We don't see Bradley Beal, Booker, and Kevin Durant playing at the same time a whole lot. So we don't really know. The Pelicans, I don't believe in them.
I never do.
I
Never do.
don't. I believe in the Clippers. Yeah, I still do. Now Russ got to come back from an injury, but like outside of that, I still do believe in the Clippers.
I believe in the Pelicans like I believe in Zion's shoe that he busted when he was
True, I'll give you that.
a
The
I
only
don't.
thing I believe in with that with the Dallas Mavericks
It's
is
Luka.
Luka and Kyrie. Now the pieces that he did add, they're gonna help him in the long run, especially when the playoffs start.
For
I
sure.
think the Dallas Mavericks can make a run, but if they match up, and I think they have the, I don't know, man. Like I can see Dallas beating Minnesota in a 7-game series. I can see them beating the Thunder in a 7-game series. Nuggets, no. Clippers, yes, because I've seen Luka do it before.
I can see him beat, yeah, I can see him beating the Pelicans.
Pelicans and
Suns.
Denver, yes. Everybody knows what Luka does to the Suns. He suns them.
I love it. East. It's Boston and Milwaukee.
Yeah, by themselves.
And Milwaukee's 8 games back.
I've seen Cle I have seen Cleveland play.
No, for sure. Like, I'm not trying to say
They got
Cleveland's bums
capable.
either.
They have capability. Donovan Mitchell's no stranger in the postseason.
For
Without
sure.
question, he is not a stranger in the postseason. I think he could do so. I think Cleveland can make some noise, but Darius Garland's got to step up. Jared Allen got to be the defensive anchor that everybody knows him to be. But yeah, I said Boston and Milwaukee, I agree. With the Sixers, Joel Embiid, when he comes back, he has to be him. He has to be him.
I don't see the
Magic,
Sixers making a deep run.
I know I said, but Embiid has to come back and be him. If he does not come back and be him, yeah, Sixers ain't got no shot. They're back in the same boat. They're
Magic
either
are going to be
first round or second
sneaky.
round.
Magic are going to be sneaky. Because Paolo has very quietly had a great
I believe
year.
in Paolo. I believe in Paolo.
Paolo has very quietly had a very good year.
I believe in Paolo.
Pacers, I only believe in Tyrese.
I believe in Tyler. I believe in Tyrese Halliburton. I believe in the shooters around him. I believe in Myles Garrett. But as a unit, I got to see in the postseason.
Not Myles
Miami,
Garrett.
we know what the Heat do when the postseason starts. We already know.
I
We
have no
know what they
faith.
do.
I have no faith in Chicago. I have no faith in the Hawks.
Sadly.
The Hawks may not even make it.
I'm fine with that. I'm
The
fine with that. The only
Hawks
thing
may
I
not
hate,
even make it.
the thing that I hate the most, we're probably gonna lose Trae Young this summer.
For sure. I see it
But in
happening.
another bright spot, but like as we're about to end the show, I want to end it on a bright note. So I had a chance to talk to like Jalen Milroe, quarterback of the Alabama Crimson Tide, because
Awesome.
right now we're in a new era of the Kalen DeBoer era in Alabama, and not only everything else is changing, media access availability has changed where media is allowed to show up at practices. Media is
Nice.
also doing like there's a media scrum where rather than just one person stands up in the podium and talk and we ask them questions, players are allowed to come in multiple times and we're allowed to scrum around different areas, talk to different players. So like around the end of it, I had the opportunity to talk to Jalen Milroe and ask him about the upcoming college football 25 game on EA college football 25 game. So one of the things that he mentioned, because I already posted out about what Reese Davis said about
Yeah,
it,
I
it'll
saw
be on my
that.
Twitter. But one of the things that Jalen Milroe said, his agent said there's a couple of words that's going to be coming up. He hasn't heard anything recently, but his agent did say there's some things that are coming up. But I asked him the biggest question. I asked him, do you and other athletes care about the money that y'all get from this game? He said, he don't give a damn.
That's a quote.
He don't give a
don't
damn. He just
know.
want the game.
We all want this game back. You and I aren't even college athletes. Everybody
Yeah.
wants this game back, which is why Arch
That's
Manning.
why I don't know. Look, I don't care about that. The
I
thing that I
can't
care about the
stand
most
him.
is those Durham advocates that said the athletes should be getting paid more when the NCAA football. No, we
Yeah.
don't care about that. They don't
None
even
of them
care
do.
about that.
None of them
They
do. They
making
just want
them.
the game back.
They want the game back. They can get their money. They can get their money from other endorsements. They just
Honestly.
want the game back the same way we want the game
You
back.
give every athlete $500 and a free copy of the game.
Facts.
Done. Done.
Facts.
That's not
By the way,
hard.
he's going to be on PlayStation.
Say what?
He's going to be on PlayStation.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Xbox kid over here. But like it's
I'm both. I got both, but I'm Xbox all the way.
I got a PS4. I just don't have a P. I when it
I
was
got I got you.
yeah, when it was time to get a new console, it's like, look, I can actually get one of these, so let's get the PS or let's get an
Yep.
Xbox. So I get the one with like a terabyte of storage too. I love this thing, but like
I got you.
with Arch, like it, just say that the check wasn't big enough for you at this point. Like I'm focused, football's played on the field, not on a screen. Right? It's also played from the field, not the bench.
Facts.
Out here acting like you starting this season. Stop it! It's you're not beating like you didn't beat out yours, which
Nope.
and that's not
And you
me.
didn't even beat out the dude that was like, you didn't even beat out the other
Your
dude
red
that
shirt.
stepped in.
Your red shirt.
I forgot who was the other quarterback that
Don't
stepped
even
in.
remember, not important.
I think his last name was Murphy.
I think so, yeah. It's that's just my thing. It's like just say the check wasn't big enough for you. I don't need any of this backtracking, trying to be like, I'm all I'm worried about is football. All I'm worried about is this. All like great. Every other athlete who's in that game feels the same way that you do. Guess
Mind you,
what?
he might not be. He might be telling the truth. That's all he's worried about. But yeah, there's another factor, of course.
100%. If you're not worried about it, let's throw your face and likes in the game. It's not hard. I don't know how long it takes out of your day. So I don't know, man. All right. That's pretty much it from us. We've been running for about an hour, maybe a little more, a little less. I don't know. We'll find out when I edit this. So thank you guys for listening. We really do appreciate it. If you like the show, tell your friends, tell everyone you know, family, relatives, tell Jalen Milroe. Shoot, have him come on the show. That'd be great. I love it. Probably won't happen, but I'd love it. If you like, rate it 5 stars, whatever podcast platform you listen to, wherever it is, comment, tell us whoever you want. Who would you like us to have on the show in a dream scenario? Who do you think is going to win the NBA finals? Who do you think it, you know, what team are you looking to play with in college football? For the sake of engagement, feed the algorithm gods. I don't know why it works, but it does. If you like our show, there's a couple other shows you think you'd like as well. Also, you know, the people who get shout outs are the ones who rate us 5 stars, and people who support our shows and retweet the shows and stuff like that. Go check out Jim over Fan of the Van. Also, go check out the show that we do on every Monday called Steel and Teal. Go check out Brent and Dave of 1420, our Canadian jerky boys. Need to go with them again soon. Shout out to the guys at BS in Sports Podcast, Aaron over Brutally Honest Sports. Everybody has been tagging me in this Trevor Lawrence news and this Mac Jones. See, I'm even calling Trevor Lawrence news and this Mac Jones news. They were one of the first ones to do it. Go check out Darian over Chill Takes. I'm talking about someone who's been talking about this. Dave and John of Level the Playing Field, the guys at the We Like Sports Podcast, Average Joe Sports. Go check out the show with him and Jim called Cigar and Sports as well. Go check out Sports After Dark. Always go check out Sports After Dark. Ash, you and I need to talk about that blasphemous comment you made about Dak Prescott and the Jaguars. Go check out John of Wrestling Fan Insight. If you got some wrestling news and you like that stuff, if you like to gamble, check out Nate's Daily Wager. Go check out Visit Vegas Place and the Stupid History Minute. If I missed you, you know who you are and you know we appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And as always, we'll see you next time.
Peace.